Good morning. Today is May the 2nd, 2025. Friday morning, we welcome you to My Morning Prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you'll open with me to the book of Psalms, Psalm 138, I want to share a few verses with you this morning, if I may. Beginning in verse 1, I will give you thanks with all my heart. I will sing praises to you before the gods. I will bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word according to all your name. In verse 3, on the day I called you, you answered me. You made me bold with strength within my soul. You know, in God's word, beloved, this morning as I read these verses that David had penned, you know, he was giving the Lord thanks for all things that God had done in his life. You know, that's an offer that we should offer upon our Lord God each day, beloved, in our lives. We should never have a day, we should really never have a thought that we have that's not giving praise and glory and honor to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, David begins in verse 1, he says, I will give you thanks with all my heart. You know, beloved, when we worship God, when we live our lives, we should worship and we should live with all of our heart towards God's will and God's grace to be upon us. You know, so many times I think we see half-hearted Christians, those that maybe while they're around other Christians, around other believers, are living in a form and a way that would indicate that you would believe that everything in their life is exactly the way God would have it to be. But we all know that there are things that go on in our life that do not allow us to be exactly the way things God would plan. You know, things come up against us each and every day that we don't know that it'll occur. There's things that will happen in our life, in your life, beloved, that we don't know and have any control over. You know, but when we do have that day that God's blessed us with, whether it be a day in the valley or whether it be a day up on the mountaintop, we need to always, as David says, we need to always thank and we need to always praise God for all the many blessed things that he has provided to us. You know, in verse number 2, he speaks of the reverence of God. He says, I will bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. And he says, for you have magnified your word according to all your name. You know, the word of God, beloved, today is one of the most precious things that we can ever hold in our hands. The word of God is one of the most precious things, beloved, that we can read and we can study, we can learn, and we can digest within our spirit, knowing that that is truly the word of a living and a righteous and a mighty God that we serve. You know, David understood so much that when God spoke to him, when God shared with him, and God taught him the precepts that he needed in his life to learn and live and do the things that God asked him to do, David understood that when he heard and he listened from God's word, he knew then that everything would be okay and he would have that understanding and he would have that peace that he needed in his life. You know, verse 3, it says, on the day I called you, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. You know, beloved, each and every time in my life that I've ever called upon the Lord's always been faithful to be there. He's always been faithful to answer the call and the cry that I've placed unto him through prayer and supplication. You know, what a faithful God we serve today, as David pens. What a faithful God today, beloved, we have in our lives, knowing that everywhere we go, everywhere we travel, no matter what our circumstance or situation, our God is there. He's there for he loves us. He's there because he knows how dependent we are upon him as his children. And you know, David understood that, I think, completely and wholly. For he says, on the day, you know, each one of us probably could reflect back on that one particular day or just a few days possibly where when things in our life, it seemed like you were at rock bottom, if you will. The things in our life were going as in a way that we knew were undesirable in our lives and undesirable for God. But the Lord God was there, and he turned things around. He put spirit back in our soul that we could have peace. He put understanding, he put strength within our body and our being where we could have the enjoyment and we could have the understanding that we knew that we weren't walking this path of life alone, for our God is always with us. I would ask you to bow your heads with me this morning. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer, and let's just seek God for his will and his way in our lives this day. Father, we're truly thankful, Lord Jesus, for your presence in our life each and every day. We thank you, God, for all the many blessings that you provide us. Lord, so many times we go through life and we go through the days that we have where, Lord, we don't give you the praise that you truly deserve. Lord, we need to have in our hearts today, and we ask you, Father, today to fill us to overflowing, God, with praise, with thanksgiving, God, as we can offer upon you the will and the grace, God, of each day of our life. Father, we would ask you, just as David penned, Father, may this be a day of thanksgiving. May this be a day that we can have understanding, Father, within our spirit and our soul, God, of how great you are in all areas, in all things, in all aspects of our life. Father, we do thank you today for your word. We thank you today for the truth, God, contained within. We thank you, Lord, today we can hold it in our hand. But, Lord, most of all today, we thank you, Father, we can surely store it in our hearts. Father, I would ask your blessings to be upon each and every one that may be listening this morning. Would ask you to bless them in an intimate and a very personal and a very profound way, God, in your will. Would ask you, God, to just help us through this Friday. Would ask you to guide us and lead us through this weekend ahead. Lord, may we be mindful. May we be always thankful, Father, that your presence is always with us. May we be thankful, Father, as well, for the privilege that you give us to be in your house, Father, this week, this Lord's Day. May this weekend, may this Friday, Father, no matter what our journeys may carry us and wherever our travels may go, Lord, may we always be mindful and thankful, Father, that we can know that everywhere we go, that you are with us, Lord, and you will protect us, you'll guide us, you'll lead us, Father, and you'll always help us in the things that we have need of. Lord, it says in verse 1, Father, as we have just read it, David wrote, that he would give thanks to you with all of his heart. Lord, I would ask you today to allow, Father, each of us to give thanks and praise to you every day in every circumstance, Father, with all of our heart, Father, with no hesitation and without any reservation, God. We thank you for that peace, God, that we can have. We'd ask you to bless today the listeners, Father, this broadcast. We'd ask you to be with them. We thank you for their faith. We thank you for their willingness, their prayers, and, Father, all the things, Father, that you have blessed them and us with today in this ministry. God, we just offer praise and humble thanks upon you, Father, for you alone are worthy, God, of all praise. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly is above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.